Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Flaw of Averages: Why We Underestimate Risk in the Face of Uncertainty is a nonfiction business and decision analysis book by Sam L. Savage. Its central concern is a common error in planning treating a single average value as if it can reliably represent an uncertain future. Savage argues that this habit leads to systematic mistakes in forecasting, budgeting, and risk assessment because real outcomes depend on variability, not just central tendency. The book explains why average inputs can produce misleading outputs when relationships are nonlinear or when uncertain factors interact with one another. Written in accessible language, it aims to help readers think more carefully about uncertainty in business, government, and personal decisions. Rather than presenting statistics as an abstract discipline, it frames them as a practical tool for making better choices under real-world conditions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why average assumptions fail in uncertain planning. The book's core argument is that planning with a single average number creates a false sense of precision. Savage shows that if a future quantity such as sales, costs, or demand is uncertain, then the average of possible inputs does not guarantee an average outcome. This matters because many decisions are made in spreadsheets, where one best guess replaces a full distribution of possibilities. The result is that managers may approve projects, budgets, or forecasts that look sound on paper, but break down once real variability appears. Savage does not simply say averages are useless. He argues they become dangerous when they are treated as substitutes for uncertainty itself. The lesson is methodological as much as numerical decision makers need to model the range of outcomes, not just its midpoint, if they want plans that remain credible under changing conditions. Secondly, the nonlinear relationship between input uncertainty and output risk. A major insight in the book is that uncertainty does not pass through a model in a simple linear way. Even if an input has a known average, the output may not behave in the same way because many real systems are nonlinear. In such cases, using average inputs can distort the result in a predictable direction, producing estimates that are too optimistic or too conservative, depending on the structure of the problem. Savage uses this idea to explain why intuitive reasoning often fails in finance, budgeting, and operations. The broader implication is that risk is not only about how uncertain something is, but also about how the model transforms that uncertainty. This is one reason the book emphasizes probability distributions and simulations instead of single-point estimates. By focusing on the interaction between variability and model structure, Savage helps readers understand why the same average can lead to very different outcomes in different settings. Thirdly, Monte Carlo simulation as a practical way to think through uncertainty. The book presents Monte Carlo simulation as a more realistic alternative to average-based planning. Instead of inserting one number into a model, simulation repeatedly samples from a range of possible values and shows the resulting spread of outcomes. This approach helps reveal not only a likely result, but also the probability of bad, moderate, and favorable outcomes. Savage's practical point is that uncertainty is easier to manage when it is visible. Simulation turns hidden risk into an explicit pattern that decision makers can inspect, compare, and test. That makes it especially useful for business planning, where a single forecast can hide large downside exposure. The value of the method is not that it predicts the future exactly, but that it gives a more honest picture of uncertainty than a simple average can provide. In the book's framework, simulation is a bridge between statistical reasoning and actionable judgment. Fourthly, probability management and the idea of managing distributions. Not numbers, one of the book's most distinctive contributions is its discussion of probability management, an approach designed to handle uncertainty more transparently. Savage argues that the problem with conventional spreadsheets is not only that they use averages, but that they force uncertainty into single cells where variation disappears. Probability management reverses that logic by treating uncertain quantities as distributions that can be stored, exchanged, and combined. This is a conceptual shift with practical consequences. It allows organizations to keep track of uncertainty instead of compressing it into oversimplified estimates. The idea is important because many planning systems are built for fixed numbers, even though the real world is full of ranges and dependencies. Savage presents this as a way to modernize analysis for information age problems. The emphasis is not on perfect prediction, but on better representation so that decisions can be based on a clearer understanding of possible futures. Lastly, the limits of extremes and the need for balanced statistical judgment. Although the book criticizes over-reliance on averages, it also warns against the opposite mistake, focusing too much on extremes without understanding the full distribution. Savage's discussion of the flaw of extremes shows that reacting only to worst-case or best-case numbers can lead to waste, such as unnecessary buffers or overly cautious policies. This creates a more balanced message than a simple anti-average argument. The book suggests that sound decision-making requires attention to central tendency, variability, and tails together. Averages still matter as summaries, but only when they are interpreted in context and paired with measures of uncertainty. This balanced perspective is one reason the book is practical rather than purely theoretical. It does not argue that all uncertainty can be removed. Instead, it shows that good judgment depends on knowing what a statistic can and cannot tell you. That distinction is central to the book's value for analysts and managers alike. In conclusion, The Flaw of Averages is best suited for readers who make or evaluate decisions under uncertainty, especially managers, analysts, planners, finance professionals, and students of statistics or operations research. It is also useful for general readers who want a clearer understanding of why forecasts so often miss reality. Its main benefit is not technical complexity, but conceptual clarity. It shows how easily a single average can distort judgment when variability matters. Readers gain a framework for thinking in distributions, probabilities, and scenarios rather than fixed-point estimates. Compared with many books on risk, it stands out because it is highly practical and focused on everyday decision errors, not just abstract statistical theory. Compared with simpler popular statistics books, it goes further by connecting the mathematics of uncertainty to spreadsheets, budgeting, and organizational planning. That combination makes it especially valuable for people who must translate data into decisions. The book's enduring contribution is that it helps readers see uncertainty as something to model explicitly, rather than hide behind a convenient average. If you would like to support Sam L. Savage, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.